Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Tillman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whitfield out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. Tillman moves to second. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a line drive towards third. Demeter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Conigliaro. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. May reaches second base with a double. Horton moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. May scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Jose Santiago now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. Hinton moves to third. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton scores. Demeter moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. as Q hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tillman moves to third. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for George Culver. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Bailey now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Foy reaches second base with a double. Andrews moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro is hit by the pitch. Andrews scores. Foy moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foy tags and scores. Yastrzemski tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tardabul pinch runs for Bob Tillman. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tardabul moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Smith reaches second base with a double. Wagner throws the ball into Demeter, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tardabul scores. One out. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0 for 1 in the game. Santiago hits a line drive towards the mound. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Russ Gibson now catching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.